Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. India to scrap visa-free border regime with Myanmar. Manipur Chief Minister called for permanent termination of free movement arrangement along the Indo-Myanmar to combat illegal immigration. Indian government sources reported today that there are considerations in New Delhi to terminate the free movement regime, FMR, along the Indo-Myanmar border. The scheme currently permits individuals residing on either side to freely cross 16 kilometers, 10 miles, into each other's territory without the need for a visa. The decision to axe the visa-free crossing scheme is made in response to the ongoing conflict between the Myanmar military and armed factions, which began in October and has by now affected most of the country, as confirmed by the United Nations. The mass displacement resulting from the fighting has led to an influx of thousands of immigrants from Myanmar into India. This has reportedly heightened concerns about the potential infiltration of militant groups and increased vulnerability to drug and gold smugglers. Additionally, government officials believe that the open border policy has enabled insurgent groups in India's northeastern states to launch attacks and escape to Myanmar. According to the Indian Express, the country's central government has decided to solicit bids for an advanced smart fencing system for the entire length of the India-Myanmar border, sources said. The fencing will be completed in the next 4.5 years. Anyone coming through will have to get a visa, the source told the outlet. Indian news sources have reported that the central government of India has made the decision to initiate invitation to tender for an advanced smart fencing system to be installed along the entire India-Myanmar border. The source further stated that the fencing project is expected to be finalized within the next 4.5 years, and individuals attempting to cross the border will be required to obtain a visa. Indian security forces were attacked in Mohr, a town situated on the volatile 398 km long international border dividing the Indian state of Manipur and Myanmar. The state government suspects that mercenaries from Myanmar were involved in the attack. Additionally, there was another incident where four security personnel sustained injuries in a gunfight with suspected insurgents in Mohr last week. Following the incident on Tuesday, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh assured the implementation of all available measures and stated that the state government has contacted the federal government to address these events. In September 2023, Singh called upon the federal government to permanently terminate the free movement arrangement along the Indo-Myanmar border as a means to combat unlawful immigration. Myanmar and Manipur have a border that spans approximately 390 kilometers, 242 miles, with only about 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles, of it being fenced. Recently, Singh revealed that roughly 6,000 individuals from Myanmar have sought refuge in Manipur as a result of ongoing clashes between the country's military and armed factions, which have persisted for several months. He emphasized that shelter should not be refused based on ethnicity, but highlighted the importance of enhancing security measures, including the implementation of biometric systems in the bordering regions of Myanmar. The border situation poses a risk to the overall security of the state, which has been impacted by ethnic conflict since May of this year. The clashes resulted in the loss of at least 175 lives and the displacement of tens of thousands of people. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.